Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as I just said before that quick break, it is now Destination Spotlight time, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you, whether you prefer hard side or soft side luggage. This weekend, you can save up to 25% off our favorite, the Platinum Elite Collection.
Platinum Elite is what we travel with. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. As a show fan, as Mary just said, go save 25% on Platinum Elite this weekend at TravelPro.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now up to our 49th state in our nation and the city of Anchorage, where this show is being heard on AM 700 KBYR Radio. Waiting for us on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline is their tourism CEO, Julie Salpe.
Well, I was happy to see your name on the screen in the front of us today. Hello, Julie. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning.
Nice to have you aboard with us. You know, I recall when Mary and I had the show up in Anchorage, we visited with you and the team. You then joined us for Destination Spotlight number 43 back on our April 6th, 2019 live broadcast. 5 years, 3 months, and 14 days later, if I did my math correctly just before we called, here you are for Destination Spotlight number 128. So we hear from many show fans who ask us about Alaskan cruise options. Certainly that would bring most of them to Anchorage. I know we've enjoyed our time in your city with our sons, but I want you to give folks listening right now across the U.S. an idea about how vibrant a location it is, from the culture, the food, the shopping, plus you're just surrounded by that gorgeous access to all things outdoors.
Well, yes, all of the above, and thank you for that enthusiastic introduction. Anchorage is certainly sitting amidst beauty everywhere you look. We've got water on one side, we've got mountains on the other side, beautiful birch forests. We've got 60 glaciers nearby Anchorage, which is really a surprising statistic to most people. They think that Anchorage is the largest city in Alaska, which is true. But when you define a city in Alaska, it's much different than probably what you think of the largest city in any other state. So truly, we are in a really magnificent setting that speaks to Alaska between, you know, the snow-capped mountains and the beautiful water.
Yeah, gorgeous city. Robert mentioned we hear from show fans with regards to cruising, but when we visited, we did not cruise. We moved around ourselves via land and small planes. I feel like everybody in Alaska has a pilot's license. But from Talkeetna and Denali National Park to your north, Alyeska and Seward to your south, Seward, one of the oldest settlements in Alaska, and of course, yeah, Prince William Sound, which there are many glaciers to enjoy there. So to your point, because you have so much access to so many things, you know, not far, do you find most visitors who choose to visit by land base themselves in Anchorage and then fan out to other locations?
Yeah, that's a really great option because within, you know, a day trip, a half day, you've got Prince William Sound, you've got Seward, you've got the Mat-Su Valley to the north. There's just spectacular day trips, fishing. Fishing is available right in the heart of our city. We have Ship Creek, which, you know, from major hotels is about a 5-minute walk, and you can catch king salmon right in that river, which there's no other city in the world that has a salmon stream right in the middle of downtown.
Absolutely.
But as we like to think of Anchorage as a base camp for visitors to Alaska because there's so much access. You know, I've mentioned the outdoors many times already, but, you know, hiking, biking, kayaking, all of those activities. But then if you also want the cultural activities that was mentioned, we've got a fantastic museum, a fantastic cultural center. We've got a very vibrant arts community, whether it's performing arts or visual arts, and a lot of representation in our gift stores from the Alaska Native people to really get a sense of the history and culture of Alaska in general and this area specifically, which was settled with the Dena'ina people.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about that because, you know, what Mary and I have experienced when we visited Anchorage, it's a modern city. It's easy to get around. You know, you have a terrific airport there for sure. But the city has also managed to maintain this sense of a small town feel and parts of its mining community history, right? You know, that makes a visit there very different than other cities in America. You know, Alaska is not something you easily compare to other cities. So, you know, do you share that same sense living there?
Yeah, the small town sense, we sure do. You know, and it's one of those, sometimes as a resident you love it, sometimes you're not sure about it. But, and actually, we think of all of Alaska. You know, it's a very large state, as you know, but there's about 700,000 people living here, and Anchorage is really a gathering point for all of the people, even the people living off the road system. Mary mentioned all of the aviation activity that takes place up here. Anytime when you're in Anchorage, you look in the sky and there's a small, you know, 4 to 6 seater plane buzzing about. It's part of the lifestyle here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because we have so many people coming in from smaller communities to do their shopping, to, you know, medical appointments, or just to meet and gather and, you know, see friends.
Well, however folks get there, whether it's cruise or land or whatever, again, we recommend the land route because you just spend more time to get to know the people personally. Yeah. Nothing against the cruise industry at all. We're big fans of that. But, Julie, listen, we're going to have to leave it there for today. I want to give the website visitanchorage.net. Visitanchorage.net is where folks, you can go find out all the information you want, plan your own trips, and we do hope that you go. Julie, nice reconnecting with you. Have a great rest of the day, okay?
Thanks very much. You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right. Well, nice to reconnect with Julie today. Folks, Anchorage, it's a city you should go visit. Frankly, Alaska in general is just a state. It's a great state. Go see our 49th state and enjoy that. That's it for Hour 1 on this July 20th broadcast. More than 50,000 people descended on Milwaukee this week for the Republican National Convention, and that's where we're headed next when we kick off Hour 2 in about 7 minutes. We'll get a post-game report on that. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.